You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 70. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Did I really muck that one up really good?
That was awesome. I love doing this once a month so that we, because it's just, you know, enough time that we kind of don't remember how we did things.
Mm-hmm.
And,
awesome.
Yeah.
Podcast gold, always. Yeah, always. Yeah. Cause we're absolutely.
Pro.
Yeah. So,
how are you doing?
So, how are you?
I'm Santa, a lot better. Lot better now that I have my cozy, or what did you call it?
Stubby holder. Yes, it's a beer. Stubby holder.
With my beer.
With your beer.
Beer.
Yeah.
So, I've been drinking.
Yeah, sure.
Haven't really eaten.
Sure. You haven't taken the tag off.
Nope.
Cause did it you says, show the chat room? Because
it says Australia
the
on
picture?
It.
I know.
Hold on, I need to.
Yeah, I know, Razzie. That's what they call it. It's weird. I told him it's called a stubby holder. Yes. That's what it is. Yeah. And there's
I've got my finger right in the middle
of
Australia.
And there's all like Australian stuff on it. It was really cute, so I had to get that.
Yeah.
So that's called a stubby holder.
I love it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It will and keep that my beer was, cold for 5 minutes. I'm not taking the tag off.
That, that was really, and it was really good because this time it didn't, the parcel didn't go by boat.
No, it wasn't because of boat. It was held up.
It was.
By.
Wasn't held up 3 months in customs.
Yes, it
went
was.
By boat.
No. It. Yeah. Yeah. Because they were eating the food that you brought. Because I found the box was actually resealed and everything. It was great. And like half the food was gone. It was awesome.
Mm. What else did you get?
Tim Tams. What else? Okay, Tim so Tam. I am most excited. I mean, you sent me a lot of stuff, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm going to talk about the one. I'm going to talk about the one that I'm really pumped up for.
Mm-hmm.
Mint chocolate chip Tim Tams.
Mint chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is likely going to be my favorite one because I love that flavor. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's right now in the fridge because I like to eat them cold.
Tim Tam Slam.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that tomorrow morning. Get some hot chocolate because I don't do coffee.
Yeah. Hot chocolate's fine. Hot chocolate's okay.
Oh. It's a candom.
But.
A candom. It's the cozy. So everybody's got a different word for it.
Different. Yeah, a candom.
Up here, we call it a cozy. I don't know if it's like that down south or not, but. It keeps your beer cold, eh?
Yes.
It's like a toque. Well, actually, it's not. It's not really a toque for your, because that would be on the top. Anyways, so it's like Long John's for your beer.
Sort of. Yeah.
Do you know what Long John's are?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
I just wasn't sure.
Wasn't quite thinking that was, but okay, all right. I was gonna say, and what else did you get? You got Tim Tams. You got five different types. But you're most excited about the chopped mint one.
Yes.
The mint chopped ones. Yeah.
Yeah. And you sent me more of the two chocolate layer Tim Tams. I think I really like those ones too.
The double coat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really good. Yes. I can't remember what else.
And you brought me Cadbury chocolates. And I had one of them actually. So we had somebody come over at LizCon that brought some of that, and they're saying that the chocolate for Cadbury is a little bit different for you guys than it is for us, and
apparently
I think a little bit. I don't know if I taste a huge difference, to be honest. But okay. I eat all milk chocolate.
Mm.
Or hazelnut.
Well, they are good. They are good. And okay. I think I gave you caramello, koalas, and the Freddos, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yep. They're also in my fridge because I like to eat my chocolate cold.
Weird. And what else? Some twisties?
Twisties, which look like, for us, corn twists, but they're not corn flavor. It's corn flavor. It's cheese flavor. I haven't opened one yet. The other one is bagel bites, which we have them, but not the same one that you sent. So it's like same name, different deal going on. So
I sent the Vegemite.
Yes, the Vegemite ones, which I have not had Vegemite yet. So
yeah,
it's gonna be interesting.
Mind you, It is very light compared to if I'd sent you just like a straight tube of Vegemite. So, yeah, I didn't do that because I know you won't try it. But I thought the bagel bites might be, you know, not too bad. And Carrie said she didn't mind them. They were just a bit salty, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. No, there's
cool.
Anyways. Light spread over to... I'm... And I didn't send you anything. I sent you a card.
Doesn't matter. I got the card. The card was really cute.
I sent you a pin, but I sent a whole bunch of people pins. So,
nice. I got my pin. Yeah. My pin's over there. Yeah. So it's all good. Anyway,
Vegemite ice cream. Spanky says we're getting Vegemite ice cream. That is Nutella ice cream. Now that one I would have a serious Carrie laughs because she knows it would Nutella be over for me. I can eat it plain. I can just take a spoon and just eat it.
Mm.
And I used to as a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm not dead yet.
But Nutella. So it's great. Yeah. Mm.
So
okay. Don't know about Vegemite ice cream, but anyway. So yeah, let's talk some WoW. So,
I mean, gave it to me, so am I supposed to, like, just eat it? Like, okay, so for people that are not watching, that are only listening to the podcast, apparently I'm just going to finger this, and, Carrie, I'm not going to eat it. I cannot, I just hit the microphone. That's podcasting gold right there. I can't eat this on the air. I cannot eat this on the air. It's gonna be bad news. Do it. My wife is telling me to do it. Well, for people that are not watching, you should go to the YouTube channel because so basically she gives me a knife and basically what I do, and this is gonna get captured and all this and things and stuff. We're gonna go like that. Make sure it doesn't go all over the place. See, you see that?
And you're doing it with the knife. Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do not cut your tongue.
It's a butter knife.
Oh. I'll just stay here and drink my coffee. I put it in.
Crescent
rolls. Is that good? Carrie, you happy now?
Absolutely. Carrie made these. With crescent rolls and put in Nutella, and they go like really fast.
Okay.
Let's do a show. I mean, we can do a show where we just eat stuff.
Yeah.
I can't really cut my tongue. It's not a sharp knife. It's a butter knife, right? So
I would. I know, but I would completely be able to slice my tongue with a butter knife. I'd somehow do it, but anyway,
okay,
we're not going to do that. So yeah, let's do a show. So World of Warcraft news, what have we got? What's happening?
I wish I had my show notes in front of me. That would be great. There we go. Okay, patch 7.3.5. We really didn't know when it was gonna happen. We kind of guessed and stuff like that, but Blizzard did say that they would leave the PTR online during Christmas and all that stuff so we could test. So we know for sure now that it's going to be sometime in January, maybe February. With some of the other things that I've seen, I think January, to be honest. So we'll see. I really don't know. It's just a guess based on other things that I've seen and read. This is just online. So, Anomidius thinking the 16th. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, they like the PTR so far has been okay. Basically, the big thing that's going to come in with it is mob level scaling, which means all the mobs will scale to your level. But it's not like you can just run into the lock and, sorry, you can't, no, that's a bad example. Let's say you can't run into, good Lord, name me a high level zone.
As in like Twilight Highlands or higher?
No, lower than that. So like, let's say Burning, what is it?
Burning Steps?
Steps, okay. So you couldn't just run in there at like level 12, okay? So you still have a minimum level that you need to be. It's just that everything will scale up to level 60 for Old World Zones. Outland and Northrend have the same kind of thing where you can go anywhere between level 60 and 80. And Mists of Pandaria and Cataclysm is 80 to 90, and then Warlords is 90 to 100, and again with the minimum amounts as well for each of the zones. Which is good, because it kind of feels like I was thinking it would feel weird going into Ice Crown at level 60. You know, like going up into that end level zone, like that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I kind of like how they did it. They really beefed up the health, man. Like they really beefed up the health on stuff, and this really feels like they're trying to make the leveling experience take a while. So it feels a little bit too much like they're trying to get more bang for their buck of stuff that's already been done. They've also nerfed some of the heirloom gear power, which I kind of find is not good. I'm not a fan of that. I think if I put on that gear, I'm putting it on for a reason, because I want to level up, but I want to level up fast, right?
Yeah.
And I think they're trying to find a good spot where you can level up fast, or maybe you might want to consider buying a boost. And, you know, I love to level up. I like to level up in Iron, and I like to level up in normal alts. Like, I love to quest. So I like level scaling. I really, 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 really do. It's just, I wish they wouldn't nerf the heirloom gear. I wish they would leave it as is. People that have it can power through because they want to.
Yeah.
People that don't want to can take it off.
Yeah.
Simple as that. But the health has been ramped up, and in some cases, like almost four times as much. I think I need another drink. It's... We'll see. So this is just in the player test realm, so it's not a big deal. Like, it's not live yet, but it will be relatively soon. Beer o'clock. And we knew this was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. What else? Okay. What else? They've added some other stuff too, but honestly, I'm more focused on the level scaling because that's going to be the feature of this patch. They released the last raid, and Method won the mythic race, which they
awesome.
They, you know, they were all doing it for a week and couldn't finish it, and then they waited until the lockout started and ran through stuff, and they finished it within the first day. So they got their new gear and all that stuff, and it was all good. Which is pretty... I think this was shorter than the last boss, than the last raid tier, I think. And having done the fight on normal, I know normal is not the same. I know, but honestly, running through normal on this raid compared to last raid, this raid seems easier. It's a little bit, it's a little bit more like, if you mess up something, I mean, it's not good, but it won't always wipe you. So, it's, you know, I actually like this raid. And okay, so Spanky is saying that they had 320 wipes for the end boss this time and 670 for the end boss last time. Yeah. So.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna say about this. Okay, so the only thing I'm gonna actually say is nobody is forcing you to run normal and heroic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a require. I think it, as it is right now, it's a requirement to do mythic, maybe. But folks are putting that on themselves. Nobody's forcing anybody. Like, I mean, holding guns to their head to go run these things. Go run mythic, right? I see complaints about it. It's like, well, nobody. You don't have to do it. You do not have to.
So to do mythic, you have to do normal first, then do heroic. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think there are some folks complaining that they felt like they had to gear wise to help gear up some alts and all that stuff to help them out with the other race.
Right.
And I think if you're a mythic raider, that's you basically go to work for like 2 weeks more or less, and you work hard and then you're done for like, I guess now like 3 months, 4 months now, so
for a while.
Yeah, so yeah. Smaggy's saying people are doing normal to get the trinkets and the +5 level up for the trinket each week. Yeah, because there is a there's a power boost that drops off of the final boss, so that makes sense. I don't think that they are forced to do it though, still, right?
Alright.
So I mean, when they complain about it, I don't shed a tear. So they work for 2 weeks, they do a great job, they do things that I know that I could not, and they're world firsts, like first, like one, you know, two and three. Hats off to them, but don't complain about it, because you guys are like gods, man. So, I guess the other thing is the Legion finale.
Okay.
Dramatic. I guess we won't talk about it because LFR Wing 4 hasn't been released. So I think that's really our go-to, right? Or our trigger, I guess, is that when the final wing is out, and then I think it's okay to go talk about it. Like, I've completed...
Not until I've seen it.
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, we're not going to be getting LFR Wing 4 for about a month, yeah. And Spanky's right. We're about a month. We're going to get it mid-January or so.
Okay.
I will say that it was not what I thought it would be, and it was amazing. Taryn, okay, thank you for bringing life to characters we've never seen before.
What? Does everything look that?
And just knocking my pants off, man. I'm not wearing pants right now. Just saying. I still do not have pants on because of everything I just saw there. It was great. Great, great, great.
He does. They all do amazing, amazing stuff. And he is just, we know how talented he is. So,
yeah. And I guess the other thing is Wintervale. Yay!
Yay!
Wintervale.
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 Exciting.
Starts tomorrow, exciting. I guess.
I have no idea or if we're getting anything new. I haven't even looked.
I have not looked. I think, though, that I remember reading that there might be a pet, a new pet.
I've got a feeling there might be a few new things this year, yeah. Just from something that I'd seen, but that was ages ago. So I'm really hoping there's at least some sort of a few new things would be good. Because I love Wintervale. Like, Wintervale is right underneath Hallows Eve for me. Hallows, you know, it's Hallows.
So you'd say that the Headless Horseman's on top?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I love that. Headless wins hands down. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going.
Okay. All honestly, right. That's it. That's it for really news that I really thought was going to be appropriate. Okay.
Appropriate.
Appropriate. Oh, I've got lots of news. I mean, yeah.
It's not appropriate, though, Stern.
Elminia in our chat says that 8.0 alpha has been found in the launcher. I thought I saw something about the 8.0 in, not in the launcher, but when you logged into BNet and you can go look at all the different TRs that you could get, 8.0 was one of them, and they quickly took that off. So nobody was able to get a good look at it, but it was like, yeah. I mean, yeah, they should be, they should be, Alpha should be ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And nice. I really feel it's going to be sooner than people think. Because I've seen some really far out dates there, and I'm like, yeah. But that's what's fun about trying to guess these things is.
Mm.
Trying to guess, right? So, because we really don't.
I give up guessing.
People that really know are like,
I wait and see
higher ups and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
sure.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that sounds exciting. Exciting times ahead for us, which is great. How about you tell me what you've been up to this?
Do you want me to go first? Because I've been talking, so maybe you go first.
I can go first, whichever. Yeah. Oh, you first. That's fine.
Know what? Well, actually, hold on. I've got one more thing. And you know what? We didn't even say it. This is the first time that you're on a webcam for this show.
It is. Hi.
So,
but everyone that's here, they know us from WoW Challenges.
Yes, but still.
Because we do the WoW Challenges every week. Just saying.
We didn't do it that one week, you know?
Well, we had a week off because, you know, we had hot dates and stuff.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
Yeah. But most weeks we do. Anyway, doesn't matter. It's like old news now. It's old news.
No. So if you come and look at the VOD, you will see she is very red.
I am, because that's what I do for the VOD.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't got my hard thing. Where's my hard thing?
Is it very hot where you are? Because I think I can hear a fan or something blowing.
No, that was a motorbike that just went past.
Wow, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was like a motorbike.
A Ranger?
All right.
Okay, you go.
It would have been, it's a Harley. The guy down the road has a Harley Davidson.
Okay.
It's very nice, except for when he wants to, like, crank the throttle and stuff when he gets to our house, which is great while you're podcasting. Thanks for that. Anyway, so what have I been doing? I was just going to quickly recap on I had squirt day. Not only did I have squirt day,
mega
squirt day.
You had a mega squirt day.
It was awesome. Look,
everything you thought it would be?
He's my little pet.
I can't see.
Because it was Pet Battle Week. It was Pet Battle Week plus Squirt Day. Anyway, I got 29 pets to level 25 within 3 hours. Because that's all I had. Because it hits... I really don't like them changing it. I used to really enjoy 8 p.m. my time was the time that they would like do the daily reset, and I could get a couple of hours of Squirt Day in or dailies or whatever I'm doing. Can't do that now because I think it does about 11 or 12 o'clock, and that's too late because, you know, I'm old and I need to sleep. So I had to wait. I didn't have time when I got up to do any Squirt Day. It was like, okay, I need to go to work. I had to come home from work, and I had a few hours. So I managed to get about 3 hours of pet battling in, which was good. And phew, 29 pets. That was really good. So I was happy with that. I've still got a lot to level. But anyway, we'll get there. It's one of those things you can just do. Like, you know, when Squirt turns up in the garrison, you just go level it. But when it's the bonus week of the pet battle week, oh, yeah, you do a level 1 to 25 in 2 pet battles. That's it. Like, seriously. And a pet battle will take you, if you do it properly, it'll take you like 3 minutes. So in 6 minutes, you've got a pet to 25, which is... Well, say 6 to 7 minutes, depending. But it was good. So that was good. The other thing we did have was the 13th anniversary of WoW, which was very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And I did get to level a few alts, mostly on trivia questions. Not just the challenge tunes, but the normal alts. So I think the monk, the DK, the DH, the mage, my other warlock, and something else got at least a couple of levels. So that was kind of cool. I love the trivia questions. They're always good fun. So I noticed they did seem to have a couple of new ones this year. And then the fun thing about the trivia question is after you get used to them, you don't look at the question. You look at the answer, and then you click on the answer. Yeah. Yeah. So that's always fun because you're like, oh, yeah, it's that one. And then if you get it wrong, you go, oh, damn it, what was it? I forgot. But that's kind of fun. So you do the trivia in the opposite way of working out what the question is, the answer is first and work backwards. I always find that's fun. And pretty much, I feel really bad. I have to confess something. I've not played Leader a lot this past couple months.
Your main, the one that you're on right now?
Yeah.
Is that why she's away?
And it's not that I don't want to.
Because it's kind of ironic that she's away.
I want to play her, but I can't do everything that I want to do and play her. So I've kind of been concentrating on our other stuff that we do, which is the challenge tunes.
Sorry.
And yeah, it's become very all consuming, which is not a bad thing, except when you die. So at the moment, so just a quick recap, I've got a Bloodthirsty at 61 and my Irons at 48. Nice. So, yeah. So that's kind of what I've been up to because I've done a little bit of the app, but I've just work's been kicking my butt because, of course, it is the worst possible time for what I do in real life with work at the moment. And I'm just tired, like seriously tired. The body is old and it gets tired. So I need like rest. So, yeah. So other than that, that's what I've been doing. What about you? And I've got my little friend here who's come to say hi. There we go.
What's his or her name?
This is, I can't remember. It's like evil McGurgle. It's McGurgle.
I'm so McGurgle. Funny you had to turn it over and look at its butt. Be like, what's your name?
No, I can't remember. Like, it's got a specific name, but I thought it was on the tag, but no, batch number 12648.
All right,
it's 12648. It's like Ghoul Murloc or something, but I can't remember its proper name.
That's like,
it's one of my favorites. My other one's
species 8472.
Yeah.
Honestly, for just strictly Warcraft playing and not like Iron Man stuff, because I kind of dropped a lot of everything and just focus on my Iron. So wanted to get that done. And I really wanted to get it done before our next patch and all that stuff. I needed to get it done. And I needed to get it done before the new year. That was one of my things. So I kind of dropped a lot of stuff. I did level up some alts to 110. But I'm more just spending my non iron time on raiding. And I did look at the ending Legion video and stuff before we finished our raid, because I didn't know how long it would actually take us to complete the raid, and I heard it was really, really good, and I was like, okay, normally I would not look at it until I completed the actual raid, because I'd like to look at things in the order that you're supposed to. But this time I was like, okay, I'm just going to go watch it. And we were able to clear normal, you know, really quickly. And I got to watch it again, and everyone was like, oh my goodness. I'm like, yeah. One thing nice. I noticed that in this raid, there's a lot of balls. And I'm not kidding. Okay. There are balls everywhere. And I'm not sure what Blizzard's trying to do, but what they're trying to say, like, I think for the most part, the balls are bad.
Bad balls.
Okay. And I mean, sometimes there's good balls because you want to get the balls, and then there's sometimes you don't want to get the balls.
Right.
But there's lots of balls. Okay. So when we raid, because we're all older, like we're all like my age, you know, we're not kids. Mm-hmm. So we kind of just let her go, right? Like, we just yap and we swear and we talk about stuff. And the girls are worse than the guys. So, there's a lot of talking about balls. Balls everywhere. We've done all of our ball jokes. Are pretty much done. From blue to purple to, I guess the previous raid was orange and yellow, which that must mean you have a problem. Just lots of balls. I actually like the raid because on Heroic, it's funny. I think they've set it up where Heroic is not, like, they're not adding in a whole bunch of extra stuff. It's like they've either beefed up the health or they've added in like one extra small thing. So Heroic, I figure we will get this done pretty quickly. On Heroic KJ, we got it done. Like, we really pressed and we got it done right before BlizzCon, even though we didn't need to, because we all thought the next raid would be released right after BlizzCon, and we're like, oh my goodness, we have to get it done now, because a week of BlizzCon, we're half of the raid team will be at BlizzCon, so we're not going to be able to raid.
Yeah.
That didn't turn out to be true, and we had like two extra weeks that we could have raided, so we didn't have to rush. I've been watching a lot of Survivor, because Survivor is like, there's one more show left, and it got renewed again. And I know this is not a podcast about Survivor, but I would love to do a podcast about Survivor. It's just, it wouldn't be good. But, you know, I've watched that show since episode 6 of season 1. And my raid team loves to give me heck for it, because I actually missed the first hour of Wednesday night raid to watch Survivor with my family.
Nice.
Yep. Yes. So.
Well, it's a family thing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The only other thing I think I actually did was that I rearranged my spreadsheet of things I wanted to do. Because I kind of felt like I wasn't playing enough WoW. Like, I'm kind of torn between a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm trying to juggle them, right? And
okay, sometimes so I don't... this is your where you random and randomly go pick me. Do.
Yeah, right. Because there's sometimes like there's so many things I want to do. Just give me something, right? And like, because I might actually in my head I might pick that and be like, and then I'll start to play, and then I feel bad. So that I. So because I have the spreadsheet that tells me what to do, now I can now I can deflect the blame off of myself and put it on the spreadsheet.
Right.
Right. So it's not my fault. It's my spreadsheet's fault. But it kind of feels like it didn't really do what I wanted it to do, because I'm still torn between doing Iron Teams, doing my other sim, doing normal playing, doing Iron Man, doing WoW, doing all like everything and
all the things.
And that's like number two compared to life at home, right? Like with the kids, you know, my wife and all that. So busy.
Busy's good.
Yeah. I kind of don't want to be as busy, to be honest. But, so the spreadsheet thing kind of goes into what I'm going to be talking about for our topic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, I didn't really give you a heads up on the topic, but I figured, hey.
Thank you.
Hey, why not go look at the resolutions we had last year and see where we are. No, it's a good topic. And I figure this would be a good time since we're only going once a month. I mean, figure... this is a good time because before when we first had our show, we had a topic every time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we knew it was going to be a little bit too much to carry that on. So now that we're going once a month, we might actually have a topic every month. Be kind of cool. So, okay. Yeah. So I did actually put it out there to ask folks what your World of Warcraft New Year resolutions were. So for the folks that are in the chat, if you want to tell us what your resolutions are for next year in WoW, please go for it. And we'll read them a little bit after. But I'm going to read what we have right now. So we got Frazzly from Words Are Hard from Frazzlecast. I think I need another drink, Stone. I think I do.
Out of your stubby holder.
Out of my cozy. Yes, my stubby holder. Because when I think of stubby, I think of something else. And I don't want to be thinking of that when I'm putting something in my mouth. Not that there's anything wrong with that. If that's what you're into, that's cool. I'm just not. I'm not judging. Okay? It's okay. So.
Uh-huh.
We got a New Year resolution from... Frazzly from Frazzlecast.
Frazzly. Thank you, Frazzly.
Frazzly. So, man. Yep. So I'm actually 41 years old and I'm turning 12. If people have never heard this show before and you're like, what is up with this guy? Well, that's me. I have two boys at home. I laugh at fart jokes. It's all good. All good.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says, Frazzle from Frazzlecast says, Frazzly from Frazzlecast says, yeah, I've been drinking, to get all, see now, okay, hold on. The really cool thing about you being on a webcam is that now you can't hide behind the picture and being like, oh, God, what is he doing? I can see you. It's pretty cool. Okay, so let's refocus, Stone. Frazzly from Frazzlecast says he wants to get all 12 alts to one 10 at least. And that's mm-hmm. just the alts on AP, so I guess Airy Peak, before mm-hmm. I make 6 more for Allied Races. Yeah.
The new ones that so, will be coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's going to be 3 Alliance and 3 Horde. So I guess he's going to do Horde on Airy Peak. Ooh. But yeah, I don't know. Let me check Twitter, see if anybody else did it. I don't think so. Okay, no. Do you want to do your resolutions or do you want me to do mine first?
You keep going.
Wow. She's going to let me keep going. Okay. Sure. So last year's resolutions, I was looking around for them and I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have to listen to the podcast. Episode 35 was when we had it. Mm-hmm. But we actually had it in our show notes, which is pretty cool. So yay, show notes. This is why you need to do show notes. If you have ever done a podcast.
And keep the show notes.
Keep the show notes. What is the banging? See, that's what I'm talking about. I heard that.
I heard that.
Is somebody upstairs having fun? Is somebody upstairs having fun?
I don't know if it's fun, but okay.
Well,
it's family.
Something
family.
Happens. Oh, I was going to say we can call 911. Or what's the number for you guys? Is it 911 or is it something different?
000.
000. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So last year, I said I was going to get all of my misappendary amounts.
Mm-hmm.
That did not happen. I did not get any extra amount that I didn't already have. So I already have the Mogushan, the dragon one, where it's all sparkly and stuff. I already had that.
Yep.
I said I would get all of my Warlord's pet achievements.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got that. Except for the one where you have to complete like a certain amount of pet. No, actually I think I've got that. No, I think yes, this one is done. So this one is actually done. So one is done. I also said I would get all of my pets up to rare 25. And I'm not considering the new pets, but I'm not even close to having that one done. because when Squirt Day comes, if I'm not busy with something else, then I'll go do it, right? And then with Super Squirt Day, it's like I kind of rely on you to say something, and then if you don't say anything, or if I miss it, then I won't do it, right? So I don't think I did this last Super Squirt Day, but I heard about it, and by the time I heard about it, it was already done. The other thing was, my last one was getting a Iron Man Feat of Strength in the World of Warcraft. Okay, so not done, but I think we're on a good road or path to it. So I think we're on the right track. So those were my feet of strengths. Those were my resolutions last year.
Right.
Those were my feet of strengths. This year I did set out to say I want to get all of my class campaign mounts done. And this is going to tie into my last point. So my next point, so I actually probably should have said that last. My next point is that I actually want to get all of the Cataclysm raid pets that they put in, because they added raiding with leashes. Mm-hmm. I don't know, whichever, 4, 5, 6. I don't know which one it is, but because it because it had dragon soul, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing evil. The pets, because I've been in there so many times. I can't do this. I need a break from that raid. So I'm hoping that this next year I will get that done. I find that when I've done the other leashes pets, that they actually drop pretty well. So it's not the same as like a rare drop. It's not like a 1% chance. It's like a 10% chance. So okay. I seem to have better luck with that. I usually get them done pretty quickly. Although because it's Dragon Soul, I probably won't, because Dragon Soul is my bane. The other thing is, yes, yet again, I want to get all of the Mists mounts from raids and nice. world bosses, which means Shav Anger. That's the one that now only spawns in the one part, in the one spawn point, because they fixed that. Mm-hmm. So that one spawn all over the place, and whoever gets there first basically kills it. Son of Gammon? No, not Gammon. The big guy that shoots the cannon.
Ganon.
Okay. Okay. And the dragon mount guy on Isle of Thunder. Nalak. I think it's that.
Yeah.
So I need to get that one. That's three. And the big dinosaur guy off the Isle of Dinosaurs.
Undasta.
So I need to get that guy. So I need those. I need the Throne of Thunder mounts, and which there are two mounts in there. There's a couple pets I still need in there. That's... And I think I have run Mythic Siege, but no luck.
Okay.
I really dislike doing it because you can't do a lockout and you can't skip forward to the last boss. If there is a way to skip forward to Mythic Garrosh or closer, please let me know, because as far as I know, you got to run the whole thing. And for me, that takes about an hour or so. It's like, it takes so long, right? I want to get in and out. I just get her done, right?
Can you set a lockout?
No.
Okay.
No, because as soon as you complete it, it's done. So you can't save it, because I was doing that on normal Dragon Soul, but I couldn't do it on heroic. So complaining about 1 hour first world problems. Yeah, man, this is 100% first world problems. I have lots of food. I have a roof over my head. This is completely first world problems, and I admit that. So the other thing is that my resolution is that I'm going to go for one more BlizzCon. I will honestly tell you the last BlizzCon was going to be my last one. Reasons and stuff. So, but now that I know that you're going to be there, or you're gonna really try, then I have to really try, because
I'm pulling out all stops.
I'm
coming.
How would it be if you flew all that way and I'm like, no, nah, I can't make it. Yeah. So I'm really gonna try, and this will very likely be my last one, because the last one was a little bit tough on me on the walking and stuff. So, yeah, and honestly, the only other thing is that I redid my spreadsheet, but it didn't really kind of have the effect that I wanted, because I feel like I'm missing out on the things that I really like, and that's a side effect of the spreadsheet, actually. So the spreadsheet gets me to do new tunes because I like to quest, and I like to quest at low level and work my way up, and with 735, I was looking forward to doing that again. But sometimes it feels like there's too much, right? So I need to go look at the spreadsheet and be like, you know, do I really need this thing? Do I really need all these tunes? Maybe I only need one of each class. Maybe one character per realm. I don't know. Sometimes it feels like I have too many alts. Sometimes it feels like I play too many other games, and I do like the other games. And sometimes it gives me a good break, and sometimes I don't listen to my spreadsheet, because I'm a person. I'm not going to listen to a stupid robot. So, but I do feel like for the next year I need to figure out what I want from WoW, what mm-hmm. and what I want to get from it, right? You know, because I know that we will have a new expansion, so I know I will have my main and I will run through everything at my leisure and go through the quests and lore and all that stuff because I love all that stuff. But it kind of feels like too that I might have too many accounts, and then that's why I haven't got my class order hall stuff. It's because sometimes I'm focused on low level alts or new alts in new guilds, and not focusing on mounts because I love my mounts, and with cross realm zones and all that kind of stuff, you know, why can't you know I can just be on my own realm and then get invited into guilds and all that stuff and raid and all that. I'm not saying that I'm going to leave my current guild because I love my current guild and the current raid team. It's a really great fit for me there. It's just, you know, overall, I think I have too many alts. I think I have too many things. And I think I need to focus my WoW time on things that I really want to do. So it might mean, you know, I don't do pet leveling. Mm-hmm. You know, I might just collect them, right? Because I know part of it was, hey, you need to go level up your rares or level up your pets to rare, right? Mm. You know,
you can get the charms and use the charms to boost them to 25.
Yes, but which means you're not. But I've got to earn them, right? So, and that's kind of the deal.
Through the app.
So, yeah. And I've tried to do the app, but then I burn through my campaign, my class order hall stuff really fast because when I'm doing the app, I'm not playing the game to earn them back again, right? So I burn through it really, really fast. And Spanky, I'm gonna read yours now. So Spanky in the chat says, I have the one main hunter, the others all leveled through the app. Pally is now 108. After him, two to go, one of each class. That's all I need. I stopped chasing mounts because after 300, it's pointless. Yeah, I mean, I'm not. It's funny. I like my mounts, and I like. And I started getting into transmog, but not to the point where I'm going to go run stuff to get gear. I'm not going to be at that point. It's just not going to happen. But if I see stuff that I don't have, I'll collect it. And I think mounts are at a, hey, I got this cool looking mount and I can make any of my tunes ride around on this thing. But once I have it, I stick it in my favorites list. And that's it. It's done. It's just another tick off my list. So I think I might be happier if I just focus on the mounts. Maybe.
Mm.
And maybe some of the achievement pets. Well, you can only but try it. Yes. So we'll see how that goes. And But again, cool. I blame the spreadsheet. Because it's there as my deflecting thing. Because it's not my problem, right? It's
Nope.
Right. So, Lita, why don't you tell us about yours, and then we'll do any chat room stuff after you're done.
Okay. All right. Well, looking at last year's stuff, I had said that I wanted to collect all the Legion pets. I did that because I got the broken isle pet achievement. So that's done. So that was good. Some of the new stuff, though, in Argus, there's a couple pets I haven't got. But up until Argus, I've got them all, which is good. Level all to 25. Yeah, not quite. I'm getting there. Pet-wise, though, I am sitting on 848 unique pets.
Amazing.
So it's not total pets, but it's unique.
Sure.
So that's one of everything, which is cool. Mounts, definitely. I like doing the mount runs and stuff. I had said to focus on weekly runs more. Again, doing the world bosses. Same as you. Yeah, I get distracted with other shiny things quite easily. So again, I need to do that next year. However, I did get something very exciting, which has taken me 6 years to get. Lifebinder Handmaiden mount Dragon Soul. Last Saturday night, wow. I was having girls gaming night with Natani and Cinder, and it dropped. It dropped. I couldn't believe it, so, and I won the roll. So.
When it dropped, yeah, I was just gonna say. So when it dropped, did you all roll for it, or was it only one or two of you, or
me and Nat? Cinder already had it, so it was Natani and I, and I won, which was really quite cool. Last time, the other one dropped, which was the Experiment 12B.
Yep.
And that's the one. And Natani won that last month. So it was kind of cool because she'd won one and I won one this month. So that was really good. So I was really thrilled because it feels like, okay, you know, it feels for ages since I've got a mount, like a mount drop, not rep grinding. Yeah. I've got the rep stuff and that is good to be working towards, you know, that gives you something to work towards. But when that drop comes from, you know, you're looting a boss and you're like, please, 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 come on, come on, come on. And you open and you're like, oh, and then someone goes, oh, where's the mount? And you're like, where's the mount? Where's the mount? So yeah, it was, I didn't think it dropped. And then it was like, Cinder's like, oh my God, the mount dropped. So yeah, it was really exciting. So very pretty, really gorgeous, really, really happy about that. So I need to focus that, especially the weekly, like you doing the Indaster and, Galleon, that's who it is. Galleon and all of those. So I get a bit sidetracked with other things. I did say that I wanted to make 1,000,000 gold. Last year's resolution did that. Yes, was happy with that.
So is that you made it or that you wanted to have it at one time?
Because there's
two different things. Oh, cool.
Well, nice. Yeah, I made it through Auction House and obviously doing world quests and all of that kind of thing. So I've done that. That's fine. I'm quite happy with that. And then, of course, rep-wise, took a chunk when I bought certain mounts that cost a lot of money. So come back down a little bit.
Did you buy the spider mount? The black Spider-Man?
Oh, no, man. I don't have enough to buy that.
That's like 2,000,000 gold, right?
It's 2,000,000? Yeah, I think so. No, I bought the other one on August that was 500,000.
Oh, man.
That one, yeah. But I was like, I want that pretty mount. It's really cool. So I bought that one. That was cool. So I kind of want to keep the goal, you know, keep turning over some because I'd really like to be able to get some WoW tokens. I'd like the tokens to come down in price a little bit more.
That's not going to happen.
It would be kind of cool because it would be nice to buy WoW time with the tokens, you know, instead of, and I mean, I don't mind paying for it. I'm used to paying for it. It's rarely that I've bought the tokens, but I just want to try and utilize where I can. So we'll see. The challenge tunes, I've put down a challenge of tunes, getting an iron to 80 and a bloodthirsty to 70.
What level was your iron?
My iron was 70 that I lost.
70?
That was my highest. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So I have more than done 80 over like 2 characters. So I've changed. I would like to get max next year. I would like to get to current max 110 on both the Iron and the Bloodthirsty. Obviously, it takes a fair chunk of time. I'm trying not to rush things. I'm trying not to do anything stupid, but yeah, it's dying and learning. That's the expression I use. I've learned some very valuable lessons in the past couple of weeks. I hope not to repeat, but we're getting there. So we'll see how that goes. And of course, the biggest thing that I want to happen next year is, like you, is I'm going to BlizzCon. I still haven't heard if I've actually got the time off, but I'm putting everything in place to be able to come over to Anaheim and spend a bit of time. So, and get to meet up with you, and we can do Tim Tam Slams for realsies. You can drink your beer and I'll drink my coffee. And yeah, so that's the big thing. As for alts, yeah, I've been playing the alts, but I've got more alts, probably because most of them now are challenge tunes, but I may need to have a look at my altaholicism. Is that what we call it? I do have quite a few, so we will see. I have special places in my heart for all my alts, and it's just dual boxing, and that is good for certain things, but I struggle to do that with even like on my main, but yeah. I certainly can't do that with trying to do challenge tunes or playing playing a normal tune and then trying to just play a challenge tune on a separate screen. No, I have to be sort of focused with what I'm doing. So I don't know. I might have to, kind of streamline a bit better on some of the tunes that I've got. But I have managed to decide, well, I'm trying to keep the Irons and the Bloodthirsties over on Wormrest now as opposed to Dathramar. I've still got stuff over there, but I'm going to kind of keep them to the one server for the moment, or at least an Alliance server and probably a Horde server, you know, just to see.
We also have characters that we were leveling up together on another realm that I was trying to trying to give you the mount. I mean, if you don't want the mount, I'll just go sell it. But I made it specifically to give to you. So if you've got that mount, you let me know.
I haven't got that mount. Okay. I have not got that mount. That's another thing that we need to do.
So here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. I can give you the mount and then you go level up on your time, because time zones are horrible, right? And like for you and I, it's such a there's only certain times that we can really meet, right? Whereas where most of the time it's like you're sleeping, I'm sleeping, like that, working, you know, all of that stuff, right? So things and stuff. I'm just gonna stop talking
it's now. It does make it a bit hard trying to do things, but you know, it's anyway, we'll see. There's lots of things that I want to do. It's just time. And I suppose, like, for me, the biggest thing is between working and the bodies. I mean, yeah, I might look okay, but the body gets tired. Like you totally understand what I say when I say I'm tired and I've got to go. You know, it means I'm tired, I've got to go. Like now, it's the body is crashing.
I kind of know that it means like I have time for one more joke to piss you off, and then it's okay for you to go.
Yeah, it's yeah, but. You know, so it is what it is. And the thing is, it's good to be able to also just maybe just trying to do the fun, like have fun with it. I suppose that's why I stopped rating. I don't know. I mean, you're having fun rating. I don't have a raid team. I'm quite enjoying just fiddling around in WoW, doing the things that that make me happy. Playing the challenge tunes. I find I'm three really, really bad deaths or deaths that really hit. I found this time around, I think I've streamed it a little bit better, like streamlined the questing and stuff. So I think that's got to help. But it's fun. I'm just having fun. I don't have to worry about other people. I mean, I've got the boys if I want to go and do, you know, world quests and all of that. It's not that I don't want to do that stuff. It's just I have this focus of trying to get to this goal, and I'm trying to make sure that I can get that within a reasonable time. I suppose that's the main thing. But I'm having fun doing it. It's not like I'm like going, oh, flip table, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
It's all this, there's all these things I want to do and I just don't have the time. So it's trying to sort of weed out between, well, I want to do A, B, C, D, E, but tonight I can only work on one thing. So what do I really, really want to work on? And it's me saying to myself, well, you can only work on one thing, so what's it going to be? And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with just going, well, I'm going to do mount runs, and please don't beat yourself up because you weren't over on your challenge tune, you know, doing your bloodthirsty or your iron, or you weren't off over here doing pet battles and, you know, that kind of thing. So I think sometimes just being able to say, well, I can't do four things in a night anymore. I can only maybe, if I'm lucky, do two things, but I have to pick those two things and be like, right, okay, I'm going to do this. That's it. I'm done. Got to go to sleep. You know, the body's had enough. We've got to go. So I think that's the biggest thing, is just trying to maintain and being happy with it, which I am. I mean, again, I love the game as much as I did 13 years ago. It's I love it more. Whatever Blizzard gives me, I just have so much fun with it. So why not? It's just good fun. So yeah, that's probably the majority of my stuff. There's so much that I want to do, and being okay to be like, okay, we can't do everything. I'll just slowly work on some stuff and be okay with that. It's taken me probably about 10 years to get to that point of not stressing about, you know, oh my God, Legion's coming to an end and I haven't done these achievements and I haven't got this stuff. And it's like, I think
the first time that I felt like that, where I felt okay about not getting things done, was in Mists, where the Archie.
That's where it came into. Yeah.
There was no way I was ever going to get still those done before Mists was over. There's no way. And I actually only, like, you're still having to work on it, and that's two expansions ago. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was able to only complete it only because I did it hardcore at the end of Warlords. Mm-hmm. So it was at that point, though, that I realized I'm just going to go play and have fun. I'm not going to try and complete. Yeah. Right. So, and I think I'm a better person for, like, just to be able to not worry and just play and just have fun and do what I like to do.
Yeah. The only thing that I would say to where I would say I will push myself to get something done is when the world events come up. Cause I'm like, I am not waiting another year to get the new pet or the new toy or whatever
it is. Sure,
that
sure.
That will be the only time where I will go, okay, whatever is happening, like Wintervale starts tomorrow or tomorrow. So I'm like, whatever it is, exciting, because I love world events. So of course I'm going to push myself. I'm going to be like, everything gets put aside, like everything, until I get this stuff done, because I'm not going to do it on an all. Everything will get done on later. That is a given. Yep. I, even if I've done it on her for the last 5 years, it makes no difference. She will run everything again all the time because I will get it done on her. And that's what I like to do. So I will put all of everything else aside, and I'm completely fine to be like, you know what? That means the challenge tunes will get rested XP. That means, you know, the other stuff will just have to wait, and it's okay. It's completely fine to do that. So, you know, I is that called maturity? Maybe that's just getting old and getting lazy. I don't know. It's
called experience.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you know, we'll go with that. But it's you know, it's good. It's nice not to have to stress, because the stressing out of the game obviously burns people out. I mean, I don't know about you, but over the years stressing about the game, there have been times, not that I've got burnt out, but, you know, you log in and you're like, what, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, and you spend 3 hours or 2 hours or 5 hours, and all you're doing is you're jumping from, and by the end of the night you log off and you're like, well, I did do this and this, but did I have fun? No, because I was so stressed about getting it. It is fun, but it's not fun. It's like stress fun, if you know what I mean. Now it's like it's just gotta have some fun. So anyway, that's my 2 cents. So
More fun. Like a quarter.
Two cents for is like nothing in Australia. It's probably,
I remember back in the day, I could spend 2 cents and buy gummy candies. Anyways, they were 1 cent each.
Teeth. Did you ever have teeth? The gummy teeth?
I've got teeth.
And you put it in and anyway.
Nope. Actually.
Milk bottles? No. Milk bottle? Did you have the like gummy milk bottles and cola bottles?
Cola gummies. Snakes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, like cola gummies,
yeah. And worms, yeah.
Yeah. I've got. Oh, hang on. I forgot. I've got my candy cane. Hooray! It's my candy cane.
I don't have about one. Anyway. I guess mine are up on the tree. And we just found out that our tree, we have two sets of lights on our tree, and the top set is not working now. We don't know why.
Oops. Oopsie.
But it's Bob's fault. Probably. So in the chat room, Nisi was saying that one of her New Year's resolutions would be to get a bloodthirsty to maximum, which you need to get it done now, because things are going to get harder, especially with the health buff. The health buff seems a little bit excessive, but
anyways. I think it'll be good.
Other than that, I mean, I have one more thing I want to say, but I'll say it. What the heck? I'll just say it now, because I think we're almost done anyway. So I had a chance to get on the Dark Moon Herald, and I don't think I've ever felt so relaxed in a podcast before. It was relaxing and easy peasy, man. And usually,
because you weren't in control, maybe?
No, because okay. I am a control guy. I need to make sure the podcast looks a certain way. Wow, good thing you're not looking at the stream. But yeah, I mean, like I've been on a few. other podcasts before, and I've always felt tense because I'm nervous. I want to make sure I'm doing a good job and this and that. And I don't know, when I was on the show with Kevin and Rodney, I was just relaxed. It was all good, man. And I don't know if it's like them or if it was like the calm before the storm stuff, but it went like so quick. It was done. And boy, I've heard that before. And it was like, you know, like, wow. I mean, it's over. And I was really grateful for them to have me on. And
it's awesome.
It's pretty neat. And we talked about, like, because we're trying to talk about other ways to play WoW, right? And generally we focus on a different way of playing WoW. Even though, like, we play lots of ways to play WoW, I am generally known for that certain thing, right? And you know, so I'm trying to prop us all up and try to get a feat of strength in the game.
Excellent.
Well,
that's exciting. I'm glad you got to talk to him. Yeah. Good bunch of guys. Great podcast. Yeah. Really good.
Yeah. Other than that, honestly, I think that's it. I think we can.
That's it.
Wrap her up. We're gonna wrap it up. So I get
wrap it up.
Our next show. So we're going like once a month, right? And so our next show, I don't know what the topic would be or anything like that, or if we're gonna do one, you know, because you know,
Happy New Year.
You know, but I would assume sometime mid January.
You know what?
It just depends, right?
We could say to our listeners, suggest a topic to start the year off with. Sure. How's that sound?
Sure.
Like,
that
for something
good.
Completely different,
that
they
good.
Could send us, you know, within the next maybe week or so, the next week or two.
So you're taking more control away from me.
Yeah.
From a guy that loves having control.
Yeah.
Great.
And we'll see what we get tweeted. Maybe tweet us.
Yeah.
Tweet us on the tweeters.
Okay.
And give us a topic to start off with the year. I mean, why not? Let's throw it right out there.
Wow.
If not, then I'll pick a topic. Yes.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we'll see.
Please.
We'll see. All right. Well, other than that, I don't think there's anything else you wanted to mention. We've got the last WoW challenges for the year tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yep.
And other than that, I suppose.
Swords will be on, and we're going to do a call in too.
Swords. So, yeah.
So folks coming on.
And Death List. Good.
Zorts' death list is going to take a while, I think.
That'll be fun.
Just threw him right beneath the bus. That's okay. I love him, so, and he knows it.
Yeah.
Red ball in my face. All right.
Carry on. Yep. That's it. That's the show done. All right. Well, all we have to say, I suppose, we'll say Merry Christmas to everyone before we wrap up with the outro stuff. We hope that you all have a wonderful Christmas and New Year, and best of wishes for 2018, because it's going to be better than 2017.
I really hope so.
Yeah. I think quite a few of us do. So we hope. And we hope you get lots of WoW playing or gaming. Like, you know, there's so many games around, so have some great gaming over the holiday period. I think I'll be wowing it up, which will be my thing. You'll probably be wowing and overwatching.
I've done my 10 comps, my 10 ranking matches in season 7,
okay.
And it seems like that's going to be it.
Okay.
I mean, I play it. Actually, I have been playing a little bit more Hearthstone. It's just, I'm trying to make sure I don't have to. I don't need to play stuff that I need to, you know, buy things for, because I refuse to get into that.
I did get some free free packs. So that was kind of exciting.
Cool.
I did log into Hearthstone for the first time in a while. But yeah, that was good. Then I went back to WoW. Yeah. Anyway, we do, from both of us. We certainly thank you guys for hanging out with us, chat room, and all of that kind of stuff.
Merry Christmas, so, and Hanukkah just started. All the stuff, man. Just
all the stuff.
Be
safe.
Be safe and enjoy it, and be with your family and your loved ones, and
or your not blood family, your family you choose for yourself, like whatever it is that you've got to be. Well, and
could be anything.
We just want you to be safe. So that's good. Happy gaming days, exactly, Spanky.
Yes.
That's
overtime pay. Yes.
And overtime pay. Yes. Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, Spanky would know about that. Definitely. I'm not doing any overtime. I'm too tired. Anyway, next week's going to be...
But money for BlizzCon.
Yeah, no.
Because you said you were going to pay for all my food, right? And you were going to... And you were going to buy all the beer? Because you don't drink, right? So you're just going to buy me all the beer. So that silence means
I'm not buying. I am not buying you beer.
Oh.
I do not drink beer, so you want your beer, you can buy your own damn beer.
Oh.
I will be searching for good coffee. Just saying.
I don't know.
Not pretty coffee.
I don't think I can help you.
All right. Wrap it up. Let's do it. So, where you can find us, you can check out our website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can email us at podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com, as well as tweet us on the tweeters, which is @advazeroth. We do have a Discord server, which is not being updated.
It is, well, because you copied the thing over. I didn't create the show notes. It is discord.adventuresinazeroth.com.
Thank you. And don't forget, Twitch, we do tweet.
You just did.
I know. Have
you been having fruitcake?
No, I haven't. I probably need to have lunch though. twitch.tv/advazeroth. And yeah, we won't worry. We'll tweet it out. As I said, we're doing once a month, which works.
Here that we're live at 6 a.m. on Thursdays Eastern and 6 p.m. Australian Eastern.
Obviously.
Anyways. So.
No.
Too many rumbles. We're not.
Friday night for you, Saturdays for me. That's it. Where can we find you, Mr. Graspy Stone?
Why would you say that? That's so weird. You can find me on Twitter at stonegrasp. Like, I don't really understand what you were trying to say, but anyways, so Challenges podcast, which we do pretty much every week because Lita doesn't get any breaks and I get more breaks than her. How it works out, apparently. So, our last show, I don't know. I have no idea. Just rambling on because I finished my beer and I didn't have anything to eat, so I'm really drunk right now.
Okay.
So, we have our last tomorrow night with Zorts and a call-in show with some folks to tell us about their death lists. So that'll be fun. Yes. And then that'll be it for 2017. So, yeah.
Yep. Excellent.
Lita, where can we find you?
Grasping, okay, so you can find
you grasping things on Twitter too? Like, I don't understand.
No, I am on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. And you can find me on Behind the Avatar, which will be back next year. And of course, the Wild Challenges podcast. So, I think I just logged out. So this is good timing.
Wow.
Thank you to everyone for the likes, the retweets, for chat room, for just hanging out. We really appreciate it, guys. So thank you so much. Don't forget, you can find the show on iTunes, Stitch Radio, and Google Play. Other than that, everyone, Merry Christmas. Have a fantastic 2018. And we will see you next year. Stone, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Please be safe, everybody, and enjoy it.
Yeah. Exactly. Peace.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017, adventuresinazeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.